Welcome back. Now that you know what your niche is going to be and you've identified your why, let's take a look at what. So we're going to start off looking for some inspiration. Now, go ahead and listen to a bunch of podcasts, some that are going to be in your genre, some that are not going to be in your genre, to get ideas for it, okay? And pay attention to what you like and what you don't like. Think about unique segments, possibly sound design, and ideas to incorporate into your show. Now, you're going to jot some of these ideas down so that it'll create a library of different segments or ideas that you can use in your show. Because just like anything else, your podcast will change over time. There will be segments you use all the time as part of your regular flow of your podcast. Some you will try occasionally, like occasional recommendations you may have for your audience, or answering questions during a coaching time where you're answering these questions related to your topic. Now, question, is your topic in it for the long haul? Now, when I do this exercise with all of my launch clients, some realize that a year from now, if their podcast was successful, it's not a topic they're going to want to be talking about forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Instead of just choosing something current or trendy, let's spend some time thinking about what would make you happy to wake up and record a podcast a year from now or beyond. Let's think about this for a sec. It's a year from now, and you're going full steam with your podcast. You get ready to record episode 52, and you're even beginning to get several emails from companies that want to work with you and your loyal fans about your recent podcast episode. You wake up in the morning, and you're connecting with people on social media who just recently listened to your latest show, and they love it, and they're asking questions. Because your why is going to drive episode 52 just as much as it does episode 1 through 10. Now, another thing to think about, is your topic able to generate lots of episodes? And I always like to ask my launch clients this question. I want you to come up with 25 episodes for your podcast with your topic and niche. Now, if you can't get to episode 10 from this, that's usually a good indication that this isn't quite the right topic for you. Now, next, let's think about keywords. Now, it might seem a little weird to think about SEO and keywords for audio content, especially at this stage of the game, but it's a critical next step for your podcast success. Because Google began indexing audio content around mid-2019, scanning audio files for relevance and helping users find and discover podcasts based on keywords, SEO, and content marketing. That said, I want you to spend some time discovering which keywords are ideal for you. What words might your audience be using to discover new podcasts? Now, this type of in-depth keyword research can be done using Google's Keyword Planner or WordTracker's free keyword research tool. Now, I've made this step a bit easier for you, friend, so make sure to download our Keyword Planner from the Podcast Intensive Resource Library. Now, once you've kind of narrowed down your keywords to about 10, plan to incorporate those into your podcast name, episode titles, descriptions, and more. Now, don't forget, if you haven't downloaded your workbook for Module 1 yet, you really need to go ahead and do that. Because that's where we get into all the specifics of designing your podcast, as well as my pro tips. So in the next training, we're going to dive into choosing a name for your podcast. So I'll see you there.